Design win momentum in automotive market was robust during the quarter. We were awarded a major V2X program with a top three leading global OEM. The solution pulls products from all the major areas of our portfolio. Additionally, during the quarter, HELLA announced its plan to adopt NXP's next generation 77 gigahertz radar solution. We are now designed in with 9 of the top 10 Tier 1 suppliers for the complete next-generation radar solutions, both the RF front-end and the back-end processing engines, where we are already the market leader.
Our first question comes from the line of John Pitzer of Credit Suisse. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for letting me ask the question. Rick, I wanted to first go to the auto business. You talked about in your prepared comments kind of having design wins with 9 of the top 10 OEMs for the complete radar solution. Can you help me better understand kind of what the dollar content that would represent? And I guess more importantly, where are we in the ramp of that? And how is that going to look over the next, call it, 12 to 18 months?
So, John, you know, I think the key is the design wins. It's a typical automotive product, and, you know, the actual ramp of revenue will take place over the next few years. It won't be over the next few quarters. I think the key for us is winning those design wins, ensuring that we offer the best solution, and the architecture of each one of those solutions by each one of the OEMs will be slightly different, with some of those having you know, 3 or 4 sensors are front ends to go along with the microcontroller, and some of them being as large as, you know, double-digit radar sensors to go along with the controller. So the architecture is quite different by each individual customer. The key for us is being in a position where we can continue to lead from a technical viewpoint and be sure that we are the leader in the design wins to be able to really be a preeminent position as the volume really begins to ramp over the next few years as the auto companies bring this significant safety item on to be able to drive assisted driving and improving the safety of driving.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Blayne Curtis of Barclays. Your line is now open.
Thanks. And I just want to circle back on a prior radar question. Can you just talk about, obviously it's far out, but when it does happen, can you just talk about the number of radar as you're starting to see some early interest in even wins per car? The content per car, I know, can range quite a lot. What are, when you do see the initial revenue, will it be just one, or are you going to see multiple units per car?
There's no question we'll see multiple units in most of the architecture that's provided associated with it. You know, whether that's, you know, 1 to 3, which is kind of in the level one implementation where it's really low-level driver assistance, or level three, which is right at the edge of autonomous driving, is making driving as safe as possible, which would have about 3 to 6 radars per vehicle, are completely autonomous driving, which could have up to 20 radar solutions, radar sensors per vehicle. So if you look at the value per vehicle, you know, that's anywhere from $15 to $35 on the level one implementation, could be up to $35 to $60 on the level three implementation, and $100 to $200 on the full autonomous driving solution. So that's the reason we're so focused on ensuring that we have a disproportionate market share and a true leadership position in radar as this develops and can be able to maintain that overall key contributing factor to driving or to providing safer driving.